This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Good morning! It's breaking news with Brad and B. I'm B.
And I hate this part of the thing. I'm all messed up now.
Nah, you do great.
Work guys messed me up.
We're fake news people delivering goofy news.
Awesome news.
On your
news
favorite
I
podcast.
Wanna hear.
Yeah, it's usually involves Florida. Let's be honest. Usually involves someone
what is
in Florida.
It about Florida?
I don't know. It's like our news.
Floridians be wild.
I've come to think our news generally revolves around Florida, nudity, and alligators. There's always something in the hopper.
All of that is Florida.
Yeah.
All of
I feel
that
like
is
if,
Florida.
If my dear wife and I ever retire to Florida, I'm just going to go nude. I'm going to get an alligator. I just think that's what I got to do. I'm just going to have a pet alligator in the house.
That makes sense.
Would you and your husband come visit us if we had a pet alligator in the house?
No, I don't think so. In the
oh my
house?
We'll put her up when you get
weird.
There.
That just seems weird. Why would you do that?
But that's kind of a power move, though. It's like saying, look, I own this gator.
That's a dumb move. Do you keep it, like, muzzled?
Yeah. We'll keep it muzzled. Like a lobster.
Oh, where you put the rubber bands around the flippies?
Yeah. It'll just walk around and be like, whoa, whoa. And, you know, it'd be a nice gator. Because, you know, everyone that tries to tame the wild, they always end up getting eaten by the wild, right? So
okay.
Eventually...
Who's behind you?
This is my better half right here. This is me. This is me. I thought I would just throw this up here for our listeners. For our listeners on
the
iTunes.
Who signed it? It looks like someone signed it.
I did. I signed it.
You signed a picture of yourself and hung it behind yourself.
Okay, so here's the story behind it. So we played, what do you call those games where you, at Christmas, where you give people funny gifts from your house?
Dirty Santa or like White Elephant or yes, that. Okay.
So years ago, I framed this photo and I autographed it. And this guy won it in the White Elephant and he kept it in his office on his shelf.
You're lying.
I'm not lying, but he doesn't work there anymore. And he got passed around. And then I was given this back last week. So...
He left the job?
Yeah, he just left it with the owner. And the owner kept it. So when I went to the owner's house, it was on the front porch, just sitting there waiting on me. And he was like, you need to take this. I said, you don't want it? And he's like, no, I don't want to see you like that. And,
hold on, you roll up to somebody's house, and your picture from 100 years ago is chilling on the front porch, and you just casually say, you don't want it?
Yeah, I'm like, you don't want this? And he's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, well, I was partially offended. And he's a listener of the show, so he'll hear this story right now.
But wait. You had no idea that he had the picture.
I knew he had procured the picture at an auction. He paid for it for an auction. He won an auction. It went for $800.
You're lying.
No, that I'm making up. He wouldn't pay 2 cents for it. But it stayed on the shelf. And I would see it when he would show it to me. Here it is. And, you know, then 2020 hit and you start working from home. You know, you lose the shelf. So now he wants to give it back. So I'm like, what can I do with this photo? Why not hang it up as a backdrop for people to see? I mean,
100%.
This has to be the... How do you do this? I can never be a weather person because I can't point right.
Yeah, I know.
This happens to be the nerdiest picture of me. My dad, loyal listener of the pod, makes fun of this picture even today, and that was 27 years ago.
It kind of looks like a school picture, but you're wearing like a suit tie situation. How old were you in that?
This was my senior picture.
Oh, that's your senior picture.
Yes.
Kind of thought you were like 12.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, it's far away though. Like I can't really see it, and I can't zoom in.
I weighed 117 at this point when I graduated.
Wow.
I was tiny.
I did not weigh 117 when I graduated.
Yeah. I mean, when I graduated, I weighed 117, and this is what I said. Give me AIDS.
That makes sense to me.
I look like I had it, for sure. I was like, oh my gosh.
You just look smaller than you do now.
I was a lady killer, though. All the ladies liked me, in my mind. Not in real life.
Okay, I don't know. When I met my husband, he was very thin, like frailly thin. And I am thankful for the way he looks now.
Oh, he looks good now. But, not in a weird way. He looks good. He's filled out.
He's filled out. That's why he needed to fill out a little bit. He was like, no, I used to be so muscular. And I was like, baby, your bones. Like, you're welcome for feeding you because you were so thin.
You met him. You're like, I'm fattening you up. That's my goal.
Yeah.
You know, he lost out on the 600-pound life episode. I mean, he's not quite there.
Some people, that's their aspirations. That's their goal. You know?
We've talked about
that. Everyone, you know, Ozempic? Is that what it's called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Is it
that
a drug?
That viral weight loss. Yeah, it's like a weight loss. I think it's an injection, maybe?
Ooh.
Prescription? No, it's like gone viral. That? Like, everyone's doing it. People that we know have done it and lost like a significant amount of weight. Famous people are doing it. It's like,
wait,
just
people
became,
we know are taking this injection
to lose weight. Yes.
Well, is it working? And
yes. Think of anyone who you saw in the last couple months. Like, man, they look good. They're doing that.
Okay, wait. I've lost about 25-30 pounds. Do you think people think I'm injecting stuff? I've never injected.
Oh my gosh. Are you?
No. But I want to now. I want to inject.
You are.
Give me the injection. You know what happens when you stick needles in you, though, that you don't know about?
It's not like that. Yes. It's not like that. Hold on. Let me Google it because it might not be an injection. I think it's an injection, but it might be just like a pill.
Oh, man, off air, you got to tell me who's doing this because I want to see the difference.
Yeah, it's an injection. So it's been around for like a hot minute and it was a treatment for type 2 diabetes.
That's the patch on your arm, right? The patch on your arm thing?
It's an injection.
Okay.
You inject it. Okay, so it's been around for a long time. The FDA recently, in the last couple years, approved it just as a generic weight loss drug. So, like, anyone that is overweight, I kind of want to
suppress your appetite. Just make you not hungry.
Yep.
I'd like to get this though. It's not bad. See what
I don't know how overweight you have to be. I don't know that you're going to qualify. If you fatten back up, you could though.
Well, I don't want to fatten back up to then lose weight. I'd rather just stay where I'm at.
Hey, that's really bad for your heart, though. That's really bad for your heart.
Yeah, you brought that up to me, that you're worried I could croak one day because I lost weight.
No, it's a significant amount up or down. Like, it weakens your heart.
6 months, I've lost 30 pounds. Is that quick?
Well, what percentage of body fat have you lost?
I don't know. I don't check my body fat. I'm rocking a dad bod. I like the dad bod. I got the moobs. I put the shirt on. I got the moobs.
That's good. Proud of you.
Yeah. For any listeners out there, I got a dad bod. This guy had a skinny bod.
Yeah. Anyway, you're better now. You're good now.
Thank you. Let's share real quick. You can follow our show on iTunes and Spotify.
You can.
Breaking News with Brad and B. We want you to leave a review. Tell us how much you like B, because she rocks it out on here. She brings it.
You can also hop on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
The Instagrams?
We need to create an Instagram page, but right now you can just follow us on Work Advice for Me.
Work Advice, yeah.
We have a lot of cool things happening here at Hopecast. We got a lot of shows, B. We do. We got some future shows that we can't announce right now. But if you like our content, we're going to give you more content. And that's our goal. We want to be the content king. Well, I don't know about that. That is cool, though.
The
content
queen.
The content queen. Ooh.
It feels very oppressive.
It does. I will say this. Our demographic, B, is majority women. They like Hopecast. They come to us. They want to listen. So, you know, and my dad.
Ladies. I think ladies. It sounds weird to me. Women.
Don't say girls.
Women. The females are more, I don't know. I think men think they know it all. And I'm always like, I want to learn. Do you feel like that's...
I'm the opposite. I like learning. That's why I got into this gig, because I like learning.
Yeah. And I want to learn, like, about people and about how things work and the behind the scenes. Like, I love all that type of stuff. And so, like, for me, I think podcasts are super fun. I can listen in the car. I can listen in the shower. I can just listen.
Yeah, and I think it's an age thing, too, because, like, 30-year-old me was all about me. But now, as I'm older, I like learning and sharing it with other people like you. So we get to hang out. Breaking news with Brad wouldn't be nearly as fun. I'm just saying. But I love where our network's going. So if you subscribe, please keep following every show. We have a great one on every other Wednesday, The Everyday Runner with Erin Mayer. She's great. Yeah. She's great.
Erin's cool. She's very cool.
She's my Massachusetts buddy. But yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that's where she was from.
Yeah, she's from Mass. She's a Mass girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she's lost a lot of weight. We're talking about losing weight. She did it by running.
Hey, talk to her about her heart health.
I will ask her. I'll ask her. But B, do you have a story tonight to bring to me?
All right. I saw this. I don't watch the real news. I saw this on the real news. And I thought, I need to investigate that more. A cat accidentally was shipped in an Amazon return package and was then found 650 miles from home. From Utah to California in an Amazon return box.
There's so many things I wonder about this story.
Well, first of all,
Is this fake news?
This is very real. This is very real news. In fact, when she got the call that her cat was in the Amazon return box because they took it to the vet and like scanned it for that chip. Marley has that chip. And
does she?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she might have a chip. I might have paid for the chip. I don't know.
You told me she had a chip.
Okay, she has a chip.
So they scan that at the vet, and then when the chip comes up, it has all your info in it. So they called mom and said, like we found your cat. The cat mom thought it was a joke, thought it was like a prank. That's crazy, right? But cats in boxes, that's a thing. Cats in boxes is a thing.
Here's the thing. Cats are, they freak out when you try to, like, throw them in a bathtub. Right, they don't like water. They're not swimmers. Cats don't like to get wet.
Fact.
Second, can you imagine the smell in that box? Because
100%
that cat sprayed in there because it's nervous. If they can't jump in a tub, why are they in a box dark? And how do they breathe? First off, the cat had to take a dump in there. There had to be some poop going on. There's a lot going on in this story I would not have wanted to have been the guy that opened the box.
See, I'd rather just be really happy that the lady got her cat back and not think about all the terrible things.
I'm extremely happy the lady got the cat back.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about the other stuff. I don't want to know
about the like technicalities of it all. I just want to think like, oh, that's so cute. The cat got shipped.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not a cat guy, though. I'm just not a cat. I'm allergic, so they bother me. My allergies go really bad if I get around a cat. I can't tolerate it. Now, if I had a cat, shave the hair. That's the move.
I don't think you should do that.
Then they look
weird. I don't know the rules of it all.
We just talked last time about a dog that made it all the way to Detroit. At least this cat's going to California.
Yes. Oh, is California better?
Well, no, it's not. It's probably a crap hole, too, but it's a little better in Detroit. I mean, most people are moving out of California, so this cat said, I'm going to move into California. What if this cat wanted away from its owner and is like, you know what, I'm going to hop in this box, and I'll go wherever.
Why do you assume a lot of people are moving away from California?
Because they're getting taxed out of there. Like, they can't afford to live there anymore. Like, I couldn't afford to live in California. So people are moving to Texas.
Don't you vote on those taxes?
Yeah, I guess, but it's so the cost of living is so high there. And but this cat, maybe this cat, big into the entertainment industry. Maybe this cat listens to a Hopecast podcast, Hopecast Network's Movie Torture. And they're like, I want to meow, 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 go to California. Did you like that? So the cat hops in the box. It's like, I'm leaving Utah. I'm not going to be a Mormon anymore.
Moves. Oh, man.
What if it's a Mormon cat? We don't know.
We're putting a lot on this cat, and I don't think it's right.
Maybe this cat is, what's the old movie with the cat that's really smart? I forget. There's a movie where the cat's really smart. Or maybe this cat's like Garfield. It's like, you know what? I want some lasagna. Best place, California. Boom. Hop in a box. Get there. Free ride.
That's the last place you're going to get a good lasagna.
Yeah, yeah.
It's California.
What is the... That Darn Cat. That's the name of the show. Movie. That Darn Cat. And the cat's like always getting in trouble. It's showing my age. That's why this guy's old. But maybe the cat wanted out of Utah. It's like, what if... They, what's the word when they kick you out? Excommunicated the cat from the cat Mormon church.
This feels very religious. So pets are only a thing in Catholic religion, right?
I don't keep up with
you
pets.
You can take your, I think you can take your dog or cat to church with you if you're Catholic.
Really? I would
and
not.
There's like a whole, there's like a pet holy day thing where you can take them in and get them prayer holy watered. That's a thing. Are you sure?
Here's
okay. What do you have?
I have a story. This one is a list of the most unique items found in an Uber. Now, I ride Uber a lot. I'm an Uber guy. I'm more of a Lyft guy than an Uber guy.
Are you? I've never once. One time I rode in a taxi and I thought I was going to die. So never again. I'm dead serious.
You need to ride in a Lyft. You and your husband need to just take a ride one time. To the airport. See, I ride into airports. I do that.
On your phone?
Oh, I have the apps on my phone. I just go boop, boop, and it's there.
I feel 100 years old right now.
Yeah, I feel younger than you. And, I took an Uber one time for like 40 minutes, and this lady was trying to talk, and I don't like talking in the Uber. I just want to put my earbuds in and not listen if I'm by myself. But anyway, weird things found in the Uber, because I'm an Uber guy. Here's some things. Let's talk about it. A frontal hair toupee.
I know about this.
Yeah. I do not wear one, by the way.
Ladies can get clip-on bangs. And it's just the bangs, and you clip them in, and you can't even tell, for real. I have a friend that has them, you can't even tell. Okay, next.
Two containers holding spiders.
I got nothing on that.
That's like
I assumed it was going to be a bunch of, like, chargers.
B, do you have our spiders for the show? We're in the lift. A candle that says, see you in court.
What?
That's gonna be my new line on here. See you in court, B. I'm gonna see you in court. I used to say that as a kid all the time. See you in court. I don't know why. Like, I'm not going to court, but that was our line.
Why are you so weird? What else?
Benihana garlic butter. I mean, these people must love the butter at the Benihanas.
What is Benihana? It's like a restaurant?
It's like an Asian. I've never been to the Benihana. I think it's a more upscale. What's that one with the horse out in the front? P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. Okay, yeah. Okay.
A contraceptive Plan B massager. That's weird, man. I don't understand that. A framed Taylor Swift autograph. Wow.
Oh. Did they sell it?
I don't know, but what if this made the list next year? A framed Brad Lowe autograph. Yeah.
You should be so lucky.
A fake butt.
Oh, that's terrible.
How do you get out and leave your butt in the car?
It's got to be like a prop for something.
It's got to be, right?
I think like people go out to the club and they have props with them.
This can't be real. This is legit. This is a legit website. This is legit, but some of this stuff doesn't even sound real. A panty liner and $1,000. I'm going to know if $1,000 go missing. I don't wear panties, so I don't know about those. But $1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, this is the one. This is the one where I have to wave the flag of bull hockey.
Okay.
A Jeep Liberty engine? You're hauling an engine in an Uber? How is that even possible?
That doesn't even make sense.
A WWE championship belt.
It's a real one?
I guess.
That's crazy.
A pack of ham and mayo. That's not... I can see you leaving your grocery bag in the car not thinking about
it. I was going to say, if you like grabbed a lunch and had that left over.
A spear and a furry foxtail. This sounds like somebody's weird role.
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
A live pet turtle?
No.
They just left the turtle. That cat's lucky.
What do you do? What do you do if you're the driver?
You throw that turtle on the side of the road and keep driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Waste beads in a burrito steamer.
What are waste beads?
I don't know, but I want this burrito steamer. Like, what does it do? Does it make your burrito really good or what?
All right, my whole life is flashing before my eyes. Okay.
A gray tub of surgical implants.
Like boobs?
I guess. I don't know.
They come in a tub?
I guess. I'm more thrown off by the Jeep Liberty engine, honestly. I can't even, like, have you ever seen how big an engine is? It's greasy. It's like, if I pulled up in my Nissan Maxima, which I don't have.
No. Right, it would have to be, when you go to, on your app and you select you need to go to the airport, can you select?
I hate to interrupt what you're doing now, but something very important I need to let you know about. When you purchase Generous Coffee Beans, we want you to try to enjoy each brew for two reasons. Number one, because you're a part of something bigger, making a positive impact around the world. And number two, because we did not compromise on the quality of coffee. You're drinking some of the best coffee in the world. 100% of profits are donated to nonprofits that are fighting injustice facing humans around the world. Wow, that's powerful. Generous is best known for its specialty coffee, but the heartbeat of Generous is their hope to use for profit business for good. In 2024, Generous is hoping to provide coffee to churches around the U.S. to spread a message within congregations that churches care about people, even down to the coffee they are serving and the people they enjoy. I apologize for that extremely long run-on sentence. If you have interest in hearing more about Generous Coffee, please reach out to their founder, Ben Higgins, at benhiggins@generousmovement.com. Thank you, and back to our scheduled podcast.
I have a million things, so bring a truck.
No, you don't have that option. You can select a big, there's no like, I want a truck. That's what's throwing me off. Like, you can Uber pool, you can Uber deluxe, like, you can ride in an SUV, like a blacked out one, if you want that. Or, like me, I'm cheap, so I just take the first available that'll come pick me up.
So what if you have a bunch of stuff, and it doesn't fit in the vehicle?
Yeah, like, I'm just saying, like, if you come out rolling an engine to my car, I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm good, bro, you ain't riding. Oh, look at you, you just had to drop the cat in here.
Well, she just came out of the room. She's all mad.
She's going to be shipped in an Amazon box to California.
Are you sad?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird list to me, B. I really don't understand it. I don't understand the engine. Some of that stuff I get, but I don't understand the engine.
I'd like to
know about that.
It can't be like a full, like a real full, like a, it's got to be just like a piece of it or like a part to it. Or it could be like a toy engine. Is that a thing?
I don't know. But
an engine wouldn't even fit in a car, and it weighs too much for you to just like pick it up.
Let me know if I've shared this before on here, listeners.
Okay.
As I plug my computer in, I used to go to Chicago a lot, and I took a taxi. Did I tell you the story? And I had all my CDs. Did I drop that in the last episode? Oh,
No. Hold on. You went somewhere and you got in the wrong car and someone was in the car sleeping or something.
Oh, I did that? Oh, wow. I did do that. That was in Louisville.
Yes!
But this was years ago. This was like 1998. And I had all my CDs, so I would bring them back. I'd have like a whole thing of CDs, probably 100 CDs. I'd list them on the train to Chicago. That was my move because we didn't have iPhones. I had my Walkman. And took them around Chicago, left them in a taxi. Right, they were gone. I was devastated because, you know, CDs are like 12, 13 bucks a CD. I'm making like 800 bucks a month, so I'm not making much money. So, lo and behold, months pass, right? Like, this is probably 8-9 months later. I'm now living in Mississippi in the military. My dad calls me, says, hey, taxi company called our house. They have your CDs.
Did your dad know that you left and lost them?
Maybe. But they had spent months trying to track down the owner of those CDs. And I got a mail to me in Mississippi. And I was so happy to be reunited with my CDs. I was in heaven. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because we couldn't go online and listen to music back then.
Yeah.
So my music, like, I was out. I was buying new CDs. But isn't that amazing? See, that would be a cool story.
That's very cool.
Yeah, like, the taxi company went the extra mile. They could have just took the CDs home with them. Been done.
That's very cool.
So, yeah, shout out to that random taxi company. You got another story?
I got one. All right. Yesterday was International Dance Day.
Ooh.
You just like dance, I guess. Do you have a favorite dance? Brad?
Me?
Do you have a favorite dance movie, song to dance to, like... Give me something.
I like
to do all of the above.
I like to do a bump and grind. That's my move.
Oh my gosh, you would. I see you back there in the frame. That's the bump and grind guy. I know it.
This guy right here. Not this guy. The married guy. That's I guess dance movie. Footloose, maybe? I like Footloose. That's a good song. I do all like right. that.
Judging
that's showing
you.
My age. But yeah, I'm not a dancer. I wish I could dance like John Travolta. He dances really good.
He's delicious too, so that helps.
Wait, you consider him delicious?
Yeah, Grease? Come on. I mean, not now.
Present day John Travolta, is he delicious?
Stop playing. You know he's not. You know that man is old.
Someone would say, stop the cat.
Stop the cat.
Yeah.
So, no, but like Grease, such a good movie. My favorite dance movie is going to be... Oh my gosh, my mind is like blanking. I go to the festival every year.
You go to a festival for a dance movie? Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Yes, thank you. I'm like, Brad has to know that I do this.
I did not know
so
that
that's
you
my
went...
favorite. It's in Lake Lure. We have that house in Lake Lure.
But see, the title is misleading, B, because when I was a kid, I'm like, I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing. I'm going to see some Dirty Dancing. But it's not really dirty. Like, they're not like, really dirty when they're doing it.
We have progressed to a much dirtier level than
if they
but at the time that was probably like, oh, hide your eyes, you know.
What would Baby be dancing to today if this was Dirty Dancing time?
Oh
my
she could
gosh.
Be dancing to whatever she wants. She is like, she got plastic surgery, she got a nose job, she doesn't even look like the same. She doesn't look like the same person, in my opinion.
Maybe she's in witness like, protection.
Maybe. She's like super liberal, political activist stuff on social media. And I don't think she has like anything at all really to do with like the movie stuff anymore. So
why
that's crazy,
not?
Isn't it?
The movie made her who she is.
Yeah, but she doesn't even look like that anymore.
Mm.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
But... that's my favorite dance movie. My favorite dance song is Dance With Somebody, Whitney Houston.
Ooh,
it's a good
I
want to
dance with somebody. I want to lay in a tub and drown with somebody.
Too soon. Actually, every time, so my kids know, like, celebrities sometimes tend to die in the bathroom. So
that's
anytime,
the place,
like, a celebrity dies, my kids are, like, on the toilet or in the bathtub. They asked me like real serious.
I don't want to die on the toilet. If I do, my wife will not tell anyone that it was on the toilet.
That was Elvis, right?
Yeah. I don't want that.
On the toilet.
On the toilet. Because he couldn't go two. He couldn't go number two.
Do you hear that?
That's funny. What is that? What's going on in your house?
I think Justin's cutting the house.
Is someone like chopping your house down right now?
He's like, it's a saw.
Is he going to hurt his back again? You can't let him hurt his back. Do not make me suffer through the back stuff again. Please.
No. Sending him to you.
Don't make me suffer through the back conversation.
Gosh.
Where were we at? What were we talking about?
Somebody, death.
Elvis couldn't go number two. He was taking so many pills, blocked him up.
That's not what killed him.
It is. He was blocked up. He couldn't go. And then he went.
Do you know what's going to happen if my kids hear that constipation can kill you? Do you know what's going to happen?
Every time they're constipated.
Oh my God.
But they're not on opioids. They're blocked in their system. They're not like taking drugs to function and stay up all night.
He died from a drug overdose.
I'm an Elvis guy. I've been to Memphis. I know all about
Did you
Elvis.
Watch the movie?
No.
Then you're not an Elvis guy.
I'm definitely an Elvis guy. I just didn't care to
have
see
you
that.
Have you seen his like OG Dance on the Beach movies? Have you seen some of those?
Yeah, I have seen those. Those are good. Clam Bake is really good. There's a few that I really like. So
you
he's
named
a good
one.
Actor. Underrated all actor. Right. Underrated actor. But his house is amazing. And
so you've been.
I've been in there. Yeah. Went with Blumhouse Trent. We went out to Memphis because we're both Elvis fans. Yeah.
Because y'all are old.
We're old.
That's what it is.
Let's play a little Creepy or Not. What do you think?
Okay, I'm down. Yeah, let's do it.
Me hit the right song for it, though.
Hold on. Is it going to be the picture behind you?
That's pretty funny. You know what?
Totally
I can just walk out of this song. Okay, Creepy or Not. I don't really think this is a creepy story, but it's weird. It's a weird story. An Idaho man balanced a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds to break a Guinness Book of World Records.
That's so dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Maybe we should change it to dumb or not, because it's not creepy.
That's
but
so dumb.
My brain goes to, what was his practicing like? You know, was he like me? Hey, baby, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to balance my lawnmower on my chin while it's running. Does he have kids?
And somebody record it or note it or something, because I want to be in the world record books.
And why do you want to be in the world record books doing that? Like, who broke this before him? There's so many questions I have. I'd love to have this guy come on and talk about his lawnmower escapades. Like, did his wife crank it? Because they're not easy to crank. And you're going to pick up one with blades?
Like, it's a really good point. It's a really good point.
They're not easy to crank. They're not easy to crank.
That's secret for you.
We got a guest appearance here on the
My
on
kids
the pod.
Are bringing me stickers. You know this gentleman.
Who is that? I don't know that.
It's a Minecraft guy. Thank you. I want this. Yes.
Okay.
No. You gotta go. Just go find daddy. Thank you so much.
So let's play our favorite. I like that. let's wrap up, but let's play our favorite game.
There's some colors here, and they're hanging balls. So no
offense. Oh, yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Love you.
For everyone listening, she has 35 kids, so it's not easy to...
Sorry, guys.
Hey, I'm done for now. Just a second. Love you.
Thanks for my sticker.
Wait, did we just play this one?
Yes.
You can never get the shots right. Here we go. B. I don't think I've ever let it go that long. I'm still saddened by the Randy Travis Cameo news, honestly. I still can't believe he's on Cameo. That really shocks me.
Is there, you know, PETA is for like the well-being of animals that cannot defend themselves. Who do we report that to? What's the human pita?
What is the human pita?
Oh man, yeah. No, that one was rough. My husband's a really big Julia Roberts fan.
Really?
Really.
There's no way she's on here.
I don't know. Did you see that Netflix she's thing not on she there. Did? End of the World.
Was it
did
good?
You see the end of the world?
Was it good?
No, it was not good at all.
I had no desire to watch it.
It was like cool, but it was more of a like indie film, weirdly produced, like all of that. But afterwards, I was like, you know what? I've never seen Pretty Woman. Like, I watched it like 3 times right after that. It was so good.
It's good. Yeah.
It made me want to be a prostitute when I grow up. Really did. It was that good.
Now you sell your soul to podcasting. So you got that.
There you go. This is similar. It's very similar.
Okay. You know who Kenny G is?
Yes. The R&B guy.
He plays the clarinet guy.
Maybe not.
Got the long hair.
I think so, yeah.
What do you think he's a saxophonist. That's what he is.
Okay.
What do you think his cameo price is?
Kenny G is $45.99. Nail on the head.
He averages...
Sorry. I'm listening.
He averages a minute video length, which is really good for what we've learned from Cameo. But his total price is $375.
What?
Yes.
Why?
To hear a saxophonist. Let's play a little bit. Hold on.
Surprise! Ashley, and she says... Can't help about you.
I cannot believe this.
I gotta be honest, if my wife spent $375 to have Kenny G basically sound like that Instagram reel that goes, surprise, surprise! You know, you've seen that, right?
But that's hilarious. If
my wife spends $375 to have Kenny G tell me this, that's grounds for divorce. I'm just laying it out there. Honey,
I don't know who's paying that. $375? Well, I really thought $45 was a bit of a stretch, but I've been wrong so many times.
He has 747 reviews. So that's a lot. That's a lot of Kenny G, man.
That's how he's making his money.
Yeah.
Man.
What about Mark McGrath? You know him, right? I think he was on Sugar Ray. Remember Sugar Ray?
Oh, yes, the white guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lead singer and songwriter of the band Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Please order through my website for faster delivery. Oh, okay. Book.
Trying to avoid taxes video. Or something.
He averages 4 minutes and 40. So you get 4 minutes of Sugar Ray, which is really good.
Yeah.
That's more than we've usually seen on here. What do you think Sugar Ray costs?
Well, geez, Kenny G was $400. Sugar Ray is $199.
Okay.
I would have guessed like $60. But $199.
Mark McGrath.
Yes.
You can have him talk to you for 4 minutes. For the big price of $90.
Yes,
I know.
He has to say from the band Sugar Ray, or you're like, who is this Mark McGrath guy?
Nobody knows who he is. Yeah.
Frankenstein Moment Company.
Last one.
Yes, you know.
This is funny. Oh. We all know who Lance Bass is, right?
Go. Yes. Okay, he's going for $350. $350.
Okay. $350. Mm-hmm. Requests only at cameo.com, not the app. Proceeds from his cameo, are donated to charities. So He is okay. not pocketing any of this, and he's an instant filmmaker and Frosted Tips survivor.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Never had Frosted Tips in my life. Just saying. Okay.
Oh.
His fee.
Yes. $350.
$299. You are close, B. That's one of the closest ones you've ever had. Let's see what he says here.
What's Brass here and Jesse? Married this weekend.
That's so crazy.
He averages 27 seconds, which isn't long.
No, but that's enough.
But if you give me a choice of any of these three, I'm probably going to say, let me just have a Lance Bass conversation. I mean, I don't really care. He sounded nice. He wasn't like, hey, what's going on? You know, he wasn't like blowing your ears out.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like Kenny G going, surprise. Like, surprise, surprise. Kenny G, I got him. I paid $375. How much was he? And then yeah. I'll be like to my wife, surprise, surprise. I got an attorney.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
We should do lawyers next time.
Okay. They'd have to be like well-known.
Yeah, we'll have to find some well-known lawyers to do. That's the move.
Man. Okay, the day I get the price right is the day we quit. Because it's never going
to
happen.
Wait, do we quit the cameo? This is one of my favorite games. I look forward to the...
I'm never going to get it right.
I'm at home with my wife going, I got to play the cameo game. Let's do it. This is going to be fun. Let's do the cameo game.
You need to make like a card game of it.
Oh my gosh, that would be fun. The cameo card game. Yeah. Overpriced and overrated. Boom.
There you go. I like it.
We got this. We can market it from the Hopecast Network.
Yeah.
Cameo game.
Yeah.
We could do all the cameos we've done and lay them out there.
On Breaking News with Brad and B.
And you could try to guess the price and you flip it over and you're wrong. And you don't get the move.
I like it. Do it. Hasbro.
Oh, man. Do they own Cameo? Cameo would have to be a part of this game, though. They'd probably just... Could we negotiate with Cameo that they just let us have a Cameo if we let them take our game?
No. I want the money.
Yeah, I'd rather have the money. Because they could make at least $100,000 off this game.
Easy. Billions. For sure.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. Anyway, like and subscribe to our show, B. If you're listening, please follow our show. You can find us on the Instas. Where, B? Where can you find us?
On Work Advice for Me.
Yeah.
On the Instagrams.
You can listen to us
on iTunes, on Spotify, on your local CD player.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Let's get some of our shows on CD, on the compact disc.
Tape. Do you have a Walkman?
No, I don't.
Yep. Down.
Well, what about on Laserdisc? What if we put our videos on Laserdisc?
I don't know what
that is. This guy would have loved Laserdisc.
I don't know what a Laserdisc is.
Oh, they were like movies on disc. And when I was in junior high, they had a Laserdisc player. And the movies looked so clear. It was amazing. They were like
a DVD?
It was like this big. Like a record. It was like a CD, but a record with the movie. And you put it in there.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to send you a couple links on what Laserdisc are when we hang up.
Thank you.
And for the listeners who know that we love talking about Magic Johnson and the AIDS dilemma, I do send B a lot of... I send you a lot of stories now. It's like, ever since we talked about it, like, it pops up all the time. Magic Johnson's talking about AIDS.
The algorithm hears you.
It's all about the algorithm. Hey. This is Breaking News with Brad and B. My name is Brad. She is B. I'll catch you next time, B.
Bye, y'all.
See ya. Bye.